Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
9:30 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
And we'll be around some people who have probably done some knuckleheaded things in the water, don't you think, tomorrow?
Yeah, the fishermen always tell some great stories.
Oh, yeah. All right, our knucklehead runners up today. We'll start off with a Vancouver, Washington guy.
27 years old, banned for life from Carnival Cruise Lines, the Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. He jumped off the cruise ship in the Bahamas from the 11th floor, 120 feet up, banned for life now. Don't come back.
Okay, then we got the other guy with the water here was a guy who he wrecked his Ferrari because he says Jesus told him to do that.
Yeah, he was parked on the dock down in Port Richey, Florida, I think it was, and Palm Beach, Florida. And the cop says, you can't park your Ferrari here on the dock. So he got in the dock and got in the car and drove the car off the dock. Said Jesus told him to do it.
But our 9:30 knucklehead winner today is a submarine commander and his 10-pack of prostitutes.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, knucklehead.
We found this one in the Kitsap Sun the other day. The USS Bremerton sub-commander was relieved from his duties last year because he had hired a prostitute or two or three or ten, apparently. This happened while the sub was ported in the Philippines, and he was seen out with 10 prostitutes. So a criminal probe was launched in May of last year, about a month after the sub came back to Bremerton for decommissioning, and the commander was confronted by NCIS with the allegations and admitted culpability in the payment of female accompaniment.
I've got the USS Bremerton on here, and I'm trying to see how many people are on
that
boat.
How many sailors are aboard?
Yeah. 12 officers and 98 enlisted, so that's 110. That's 10 prostitutes for 110 sailors.
No,
was he bringing
them
back
him.
For himself, no, or was he are they bringing some for everybody? You know, don't come to class unless you got some to share.
I don't know what NCIS revealed, but he had 10 on his arm, or was surrounded by 10 outside of a restaurant. So I don't know if
was he bringing them back for the boys though,
sharing or not sharing. It's I'm pretty sure that's a no-no. Pretty sure you can't do that. Pretty sure the Navy would be concerned about potential blackmailing when a commander of one of the submarines, who I would think has access to some sensitive information, is out with prostitutes. So he's our 9:30 knucklehead winner today.